Hello there, I'm Tim and he's John, and this is episode 134 of the Van Hemlock Podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Christmas, New Year, etc.
It's the New Year.
Yeah.
And welcome to the country's only Primeval podcast.
Primeval podcast, that's right. Things changed over the holiday.
It changed fundamentally.
Yes, I caught some nightmarish space plague and was clinically dead for 2 days, and I'm a bit different now. For starters, things taste funny, which is a bit weird. That's always a bad sign. I think it was that big flu thing that
was going
around.
It's like Mr. Sheen came and rescued you and brought your body back to life.
Well, I was getting all a bit delirious and was playing Mass Effect 2 over the Christmas period, and things all got a bit confused, so I'm not quite sure who I am or what my name is. But
Primeval started yesterday.
Which didn't help in my delirious state.
And had Alexander Siddig in it, who was Bashir in DS9.
Ah, I spoiled that.
Yes, and nobody told me about this before the effect, which means that the world is missing a Primeval podcast.
We all thought you knew.
You bastards. I hate you all.
Anyway, we've just been to the pub to commiserate about how wretched both of our respective Christmas and New Year holidays have been, and we've drawn up a big old list of retrospective 2010-y type stuffs.
Yes.
That we probably think
we have
we
awards.
Ought to do.
With no physical awards.
It's, yes. Actual award may vary.
So,
you want to kick off then with a big list?
Okay, let's start off with the best podcast.
Best podcast category. Okay, and the nominations for this are?
Us.
They're us, obviously.
What do you mean? I can't have us.
So you've invented a category for us to win right off the bat. Jolly good.
Okay, let's include the Chiasa people.
I'd like to include DDO Cocktail Hour as well, which has been one of my favourites
over the past year. I have vague memories of being on that this week.
Yeah, I think I was in a slightly delirious state and I saw Skype light up with a poke from Lessa there, and I just responded with ARG! Exclamation mark, and there was nothing else.
So I think I was very drunk at 2 in the morning.
Did I miss out on a guest appearance?
I was in it and I can't remember.
Excellent. Well done there as well.
So I reckon we should give it to Chiasa because they haven't podcast for a while.
Oh, right then.
And they should do.
We'll go with that then. So Killed in the Smiling Accidents podcast.
Yes.
Is the podcast of the year.
One of the blogs to watch, according to Massively.
Fair enough.
Bit late by Massively.
Oh, here we go.
We've been watching them for a while now.
We've been watching them. We've been watching them like a hawk.
Yeah. They're off to our crown.
other categories have we got?
Worst security.
Worst security?
Yes.
Explain?
This is the worst security in a online product.
Oh, okay. Righto. DRMs and things.
And this would go to PS3. Yeah.
PS3, right.
This year, ever since the PS3 had its ability to run Linux removed,
people
have been viscerating through the security and...
It's become a bit of a game, really, hasn't it?
It has.
Something of a challenge.
And the latest one is they can run nearly anything they want on it because one of the random number generators on it doesn't return a random number generator.
Oh, okay.
So basically it returns 4.
Give me a random number. How about 4?
Okay. Yeah.
How about another? Can I have another random number? Have you tried 4? That's not a very random number
No,
generator.
It's a really rubbish random number generator.
I can see how they could have security problems as a result.
And the team that have done that, which is the one who cracked the Wii in the first place, say that they're not going to crack the actual ability to sign games, but that will be soon, apparently. And people are getting so much so far deep into the security, they can be able to run whatever they want.
Okay. So perhaps all in all, less of a headache if they'd have just left Linux in there to begin with.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. If you can believe the people who are doing it for air brackets fun.
Fair enough.
Okay, next. Best horror game.
Best horror game. I don't remember having played a horror game at all since Bioshock,
I suppose. Can basically say there were two this year.
Yes.
There was Alan Wake and Limbo.
Limbo. Okay, Alan Wake, where we covered quite extensively. It's your shotting the flashlight at the monster before you shoot it type story, drama, tense thingy.
Now, I think I'm going to give this one to Alan Wake.
Okay.
Because Limbo never scared me. It just made me think, ooh. But Limbo was a brilliant game. But Alan Wake actually managed to scare me at points.
Really? Yeah. I thought you were a bit dismissive of the sort of gimmicky gameplay where we'll just cover everything in a bit of shadow and you got to point a flashlight and then
shoot.
Yeah,
but to start with, it was actually quite scary.
Okay.
So I think I'm giving that to Alan Wake.
Would you count Heavy Rain as a horror game at all? Or?
No, not at all.
More
it's
of a thriller.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Worst soundtrack?
Worst soundtrack? Oh, I don't know. I'm really not that picky when it comes to music in games. You know, I'm quite pleased with most stuff I hear.
You must have a
thought here, though.
I'm going to give that to Gran Turismo 5.
GT 5?
For the menu music.
Okay.
When you go in to tune your car through one of the tuners, you get the entertainer repeated constantly.
What?
Yeah.
What, the piano?
Yeah.
A piano rag as a
yep.
backing track in a top
And for the rest
game.
Of it, it's all soft jazz and porn music.
Right. Fair enough. I think I might add Worm Online there, though. Just that opening intro sting from the 80s cover band they've picked. Awful, awful, awful.
Okay, next. Best MMO.
Best MMO.
A serious category.
A serious category, then. All right, so let's have a little talk about this. Are we talking best MMO as was released this year?
No, best MMO for the year.
Best
MMO. The one that's improved the most, has been the most fun, or whatever.
One that I've enjoyed the most this year. Oh, I don't know. This is going to be a tricky one, really, because I do tend to stick with quite old MMOs and established favourites, and it's more a thing of social for me, you know, static groups and friends rather than games in and of themselves. I think I probably will plump for Warhammer Online, actually, as my own personal best MMO of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, not specifically for anything they've really done, but in terms of the groups and the people I've hung out with and the fun we've had in the game, I think Warhammer's provided at the very least a decent arena for us to go charging around and having a giggle in. It turned out not to be over by Christmas.
No,
we're still
Christmas.
Playing next Christmas now, is it right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I do like the big revamp they did with the 1.3 or 1.4, whatever it was, where they've changed the keep battles into resource management exercises now. I think that's broadened the field quite a bit. It's made people go off and fight in lots of different smaller objectives rather than the one big stupid Zerg every evening. And we've worked up the levels from character creation through to sort of mid to end tier 3, and still there still seems to be some interest there. I mean, it wasn't everyone's cup of tea. We started very strong. There was a full warband to begin with. I think about 24 people came along and they got in touch via the forums and stuff. Dropped off over the year, but we can still manage to fill two groups some nights or some Mondays, and we're still going there. I think there's interest of a few people wanting to get in touch still, so trying to get in touch with there, add more meat to the grinder, as it were. I think Lotro's been a very strong contender, but I didn't want to pick that this year because I think that was probably my MMO of the year last year or
I think it was,
the previous year when we went through as our first time through, you know, in the A team, as it were, our first little 6-man group. The free to play's done a lot of good things for that, though. It's broadened the interest, and the Friday nights on the static groups that we do is a lot of fun. We've had some full 12-man raiding going on in some of the skirmishes, and there's quite a lot of interest. We got book one done, and we're on volume one, about to start book two, I think, at the moment, and I can see a lot of mileage in that, but it is ground we've covered before, so, you know, it's not going to be anything new, particularly new. And the game itself, I mean, how they've implemented the free-to-play is going to be interesting, the quest packs, what all that means. But the other MMOs are all a bit hit and miss for me, really, over the year. I mean, I've enjoyed my time in EVE, but haven't managed to stick with it all year. Guild Wars has gone off the boil a bit for me. I'm waiting for Guild Wars 2. Pirates of the Burning Sea is what I'm playing at the moment, but it's too early to say on that one, really. I've only been at it a few weeks, so it'd be a bit unfair to call it Game of the Year. So I think Warhammer Online, actually, yeah, the surprise entry there for me.
Okay, the games I've basically MMO of the year, played all year for MMOs are Lord of the Rings, which I can't really give it to because I'm really not feeling it at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to EVE.
Okay.
I left and then went back to EVE.
Yep.
A 2-week critical leaving period there.
Yeah.
But I can't give it to that because it just feels like a comfy old glove.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing specific to your experiences in this last year that have made it stand
no,
out.
No, it's just a world I belong in.
Yeah, yeah.
And
a good fallback, but nothing spectacular.
I think the game of the MMO of the year for me has to be Star Trek Online.
Star Trek Online, yeah.
Because it may not have launched strongly.
But
with the
relatively recent, isn't it?
Yeah, it launched in January, February last year. With the episodic weekly episodes, which they've been doing, they're not at the moment, but they're starting them up again soon. That's definitely captured the Star Trek for me.
Yeah, I mean, I've just seen nothing but good things about their sort of current episodic thing that they're doing. I mean, the small, very small bits of content released very regularly and absolutely and fundamentally tapping into that Star Trek experience, which is what you want, really, isn't it?
You want a weekly episode. I think it was Stocast, which is a video podcast for Star Trek Online.
Mm-hmm.
They basically said that they were looking at these weekly episodes as their weekly episode of Star Trek, and I agree with that. I was logging in there on a Saturday and playing for an hour or so, just doing the content.
That's pretty high praise, actually, because I mean, there is no real Star Trek available at the moment.
There's a movie coming out year after next, I think.
Well, yeah, they're sort of reboots.
Yeah. But it's just repeats of DS9, Enterprise, Voyager, and the like. But
yeah,
this actually feels like the weekly Star Trek at the moment.
Is it canon, would you say? What's being created here and put out? Is it advancing the universe? Is it real Star Trek?
Because of the schism which was caused by the last film,
caused
the, you know, the whole going back in time,
changing
the
everything,
exploding of Romulus, from then on is the game, and everything else is the new movie line.
Yeah.
So I think, it can be considered to be as much.
Ah, fair enough. So it's not only is it a good thing for gamers who like Star Trek, but it's I suppose, keeping the brand alive in it after a fashion.
Oh, yeah. And it did start quite weakly. It didn't quite understand what it was. But I think now it is understanding it, and even the ground combat's beginning to become quite good.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a great one of the weekly missions where you start in the current time, and you go to this station, and it's all run down and whatnot. Then you go back in time to the original Kirk era.
Mm.
So the station's all primary colours just done up, and you can just see how the station has fallen into disrepair over the 100 or so years after.
Excellent.
Okay, so
yes,
least worst use of a porn magazine in a gaming license.
I don't even know what this category means.
Well, Playboy
had
two, as far as I'm aware, games.
Two,
where they licensed their content internally.
I remember one of them, I think, and it was a really stupid one as well. What was it? Now it's gone.
There was Mafia 2.
That was it.
And there was Dead Rising 2.
Yes, Dead Rising 2, I think.
Mafia 2, you had to collect centerfolds.
Right.
And Dead Rising 2, you just had posters on the wall.
Organised gangland crime and zombie survival scenarios. Both Playboy playing an essential part in those. Right.
Definitely. Excellent. And I'd have to say that Dead Rising 2 gets the nod for this. They didn't have you collecting centerfolds.
You know, I remember, actually, this reminds me, I remember way, way back when I used to care about blogging and do all that sort of stuff, I did a little wander around their Playboy Island in Second Life. And that must have been about, what, 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, something like that. I really must go and have another look, see if it's there at all, or if they quietly and embarrassedly shuffled the whole thing out and mothballed it. Remind me to do that.
Okay.
But yes. So fantastic tie-in opportunities there.
Yeah, and don't do any more, please. It didn't really work.
Please stop.
Next, we have the most jarring plot issues caused by missions being obviously out of order.
Can I say Gears of War?
No, they were obviously in order, apart from Gears of War 2, where there was that missing bit.
The sudden thing where, hang on, right, now suddenly we're on a train. What was that all about?
Okay, yes, the suddenly on a train.
Suddenly bit. You're on a train.
I think that was explained in the PC
version. That's probably not this year, though,
No, I'm giving it to Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption.
Where some of the missions refer to stuff which you're about to do in the next mission.
Ooh, self-spoiling game.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, brilliant game, but it just... Obviously, it got rejigged at some stage, and no one quite went back and fixed the dialogue text.
Yeah.
Okay, worst episode of Panorama.
Worst episode of Panorama. Is that the one that cost us the World Cup hostings?
No, it was the one. It was the one about computer games.
It was the one about computer games,
which was complete bollocks. And yes, that's.
I did actually sit down and make a point of watching that on the old iPlayer. There, thought, all right, let's see what the fuss is about. And I don't know, it just sort of. Well, for starters, it didn't really tell me anything I hadn't already seen anywhere else, so I'm guessing this wasn't really for me. It's the sort of thing that Charlie Brooker would have talked about years ago or whatever. And at the end, it just sort of didn't really... I mean, I was expecting it to be a lot worse than it was. I was expecting it to be some hysterical, shrieking, sort of Bible-pounding type of rhetoric, when really it just sort of went over the fact that some people get quite addicted to things and that's not good, and that perhaps they not ought to not do as many of those things if they're addictable personalities and that sort of thing. I don't know. I didn't think it was quite as bad as all that. You know,
but it could have
done more in the way of presenting, I don't know, useful strategies.
It did take people out of context quite dramatically. The young lady from Korea, the journalist, obviously was being misrepresented, and the guys they interviewed have come out and said they were completely taken out of context.
Yeah, and it's and I noticed they sort of had latched on to the sort of almost, I don't know about calling them urban legends as such, but the real extreme horror stories that you hear about, you know, neglect and children being left to die because parents too busy playing computer game, which has happened how many times? Well, once, twice?
That
maybe
was the Korean one. There was the kids that died because the parent was into games. But the thing there was the Korean journalist was saying how it was purely down to
underlying psychological disorders.
The people were messed up, and it was going to happen anyway, but this is the outlet they chose to take instead of addressing their problem.
I just thought Jeremy Vine's, you know, rather stern and finally piece was
completely out of touch, and apparently people still play games since Pong or whatever it was.
I don't know, it just sort of, right, we're gonna make a big fuss about computer games and there we go, time to finish. You know, it didn't seem to present any real solutions or informed opinion or summary or anything, really.
No, not at all. And they the thing that really got me was they completely ignored the Facebook angle.
The Facebook angle?
Yeah, which is where most people would possibly...
Your Farmville and things.
Yeah, which is where most people possibly would consider themselves addicted. Where us people, as gamers, would consider people to be addicted is the Farmville stuff, which I think most of the viewers of the show possibly would have been addicted, and they just completely ignored that and concentrated on WoW because the next day was a WoW release.
Oh, yeah, the timing of it all, yeah, with Cataclysm's launch and so on, it was a bit suspect too, yeah.
Well, all of their timings are suspect because the week before was the World Cup one, where the week of the World Cup vote, they decided to call the World Cup voting.
So basically, as a sort of form of finger quotes current affairs, they just sort of poke whatever's the current thing with a big stick just before a big announcement or a big event to try and generate a bit of shock publicity.
Yeah, it's not a journalistic thing anymore. It's purely ratings.
Well, it wasn't as bad as I thought, and I suppose if you're trying to convey this stuff to people who just have no idea about gaming at all, perhaps there were some nuggets of useful information for perhaps concerned parents there.
It's important to look out for, because we've all done it, and we can all pretend we don't sometimes get a bit addicted, but we all do. And we all need to watch out for each other.
Well, it's recognition and it's management, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, should we move on to the next one?
All right.
Best prohibable. Prohibable?
Peripheral.
That's the word.
Da 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 da. Sorry.
As is customary for the New Year show, I've been to the pub.
Yes, and I've been to the pub too, but I was on the fruit juice, so I'm quite hyper.
Yeah.
This is basically me sitting here listening to you going blah 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 move, blah 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 connect, blah 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 Wiimote or whatever. So who do you think's done the best this year then? Let's summing up the year in peripherals. Da 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 da.
I would say
yes
that possibly the
who's done best?
The large DS.
The large DS.
Yes, which...
Oh, the 3DS, is it?
Not the 3DS.
Oh, the DSi, is it?
DSi, yes.
DSi, oh, okay.
Ah, there it is.
It's got one somewhere. Rummage.
It's under a hard drive.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon that...
A DS for people with big fingers.
That is possibly the one of the year that's...
You think that's actually the gadget that's done the best and is the most well-received? So we're not really even counting Move or Kinect.
Well, Move, I think... Well, Move's not really done that well because there's been no hype about it.
Okay.
And I've got no idea what the next Move game is.
Is it? I'm wondering. Where do we go from here as well? What with Kinect? Kinect's fairly recent, but you know, well, it's established
Microsoft,
now.
Microsoft released Kinect at just the right time so that it would get the Christmas buzz, but there's not enough time between release and Christmas for people to be asking where's it going next. Move came out a month earlier to beat Kinect.
Yeah.
And for the last month, I've been thinking, where's Move going next? What's next for it?
Mm-hmm.
What are they releasing? And there just hasn't been any game changer announcements for it.
So pretend you're a gaming pundit. Where do you see the year ahead for motion gaming devices?
Move's going nowhere.
Yeah, Move's already flashed in its pan, as it were.
Unless they can come out with something major, I think that Move's done.
Blimey.
And it's going to be no more than a Wii ripoff.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we'll get another Sports 2 game or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think there'll be anything major. Kinect, on the other hand, I think has the possibility of being great. I just haven't seen anything announced, which means it will be.
Hmm. Have we seen Fable 3 yet?
Yeah, it didn't have any in the end. They took it out.
Oh, of course, right.
Most games just can't really support Kinect. Because
the game has to be written for Kinect.
Yeah, you can't just add it in on top of it because they're two completely different controller systems.
I suppose. But whereas Move, you could conceivably retrofit most normal games, as
you
it were.
You could, but Sony have been doing that. They've been shoving it into every shooter they can find, and it just hasn't worked at all yet.
It's not really picked up.
No.
Okay. So potentially interesting times, and in the derogatory sense of the phrase, for motion gaming in the year ahead.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll see.
One of them may come out with a game which is brilliant. We don't know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is the thing. We always sort of knew that these things, from fairly early on, we guessed that these things weren't really for the hardcore gaming market. You know, the people who are more used to the controller, your Splinter Cells and whatever.
True, but saying that, I have spent a lot more time on Kinect than I have on Move, so that may be colouring my view.
Yeah, okay.
Just, there was nothing I want to play on Move.
Fair enough.
There was a crappy, really crappy party game which looked sub-weird in places.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
Most spammy MMO.
Most spammy MMO, yes, this is my category.
Yeah.
I've been monitoring my inbox all throughout the year, and selected companies and services send me information about their goods and services on a semi-regular basis, and so I thought I'd look at all the MMO ones and find out which ones would annoy me the most. And so, third place was Age of Conan.
They
keep reassuring me that they're better now and it's awesome and I should come and have a look, and I'm generally too busy and also don't respond well to inbox spam, so that's a bit of a no-no. Second place is EVE Online, who just won't shut up about how much ISK and how much skill points I've got.
I know.
And I was subscribed to the damn thing for half of the year and they still kept sending me this junk.
I seem to get like 200 emails a week.
Oh, no. Really quite irritating, frankly. I suppose I don't trust unsubscribe links. Am I being paranoid, or is clicking on one of those just verifying that your email address
is
real?
It depends who it's from. If it's from a known games company, they will take you off the list.
Well, I get suspicious, which is why I don't click unsubscribe, so I get cross that they keep sending me stuff, see, because I assume that if I just click on it, they'll ignore me or steal some money from me or something. I get quite paranoid when it comes to email. Anyway, the number one spammer of the year is Global Agenda, who just won't shut up about how much percentage off they've taken off of their game.
That's all I've got from them this year.
75% off.
We're on sale. Please buy us. Please, 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 please.
Which makes me wonder how their free-to-play move has gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I cheap-seated it a while back, and during that process must have accidentally given them an email address so that I could set up an account to have a look at the damn thing, and now they won't stop going on about how cheap their game is, which isn't really conducive to me buying it, to be honest.
No,
you know what, I can pay like 50 cents for you on Steam. Okay, sign me up.
It's one of those games
where do you make your money? This is crazy.
I think that's the problem with a lot of Steam sales at the moment, which is you don't want to buy a full price game because you know it's gonna be a sale on Steam. And Global Agenda is always on sale. If it's not, you're going to wait a couple of weeks till it's on sale.
Yeah, exactly. Just wait a day or two. It'll be back down to 75% off again. It just screams desperation at me, and I don't really want to give it a go. And it's worse than that. I move from a position of previous indifference to the game to a position of actively quite hating this game now because they just won't leave me alone with their marketing, which is doing more harm than good, I think, and probably backfiring on what they intend. So there we go. So, Global Agenda. I think on average they send me one every 2 weeks. Maybe more frequently.
I seem to be getting once every two
hours.
They
need to just shut the hell up.
Okay, most anticipated MMO of next year.
Oh, okay. This is the prognosticatey one, isn't it? Let's think ahead into the future.
I can think of two which I know are being released.
This is it. I'm popular. Really... And this is quite bad, really, considering that I'm some kind of MMO pundit. I should probably have my finger on the pulse a bit more about... This is a more... This is a general thing for me, actually. I'm starting to not care anymore, you know?
No.
About the future of these games. What's coming next? What's the next big thing? Because I've been round and round and round, and I've done my time doing getting excited at betas back in, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s. And I'm just... don't really care because I've got games already. I'm still not finished with the ones you've already given me, thanks people. So when I just, you know, start hearing about, you know, early alpha testing and closed beta invites for this, that and the other thing of 2 years down the line, I just sort of sit there and think, I do software testing for a living, thanks. I don't want to do it in my spare time for free as well, thank you. So that sort of makes me a bit a bit finger off the pulse, as it were, for the future of MMOs. I hear there's a Rift thing coming.
Yeah, I don't know much about Rift. I can't be asked looking.
I'm seeing a lot of people. Well, I mean, I don't follow the games themselves, but I do keep an eye on blog opinions and what people are playing, what they're saying, and that sort of thing. And a lot of people trying Rift at the moment. I think the NDA has gone down. I'm seeing a lot of reports about what it is.
The beta finished as well. Yeah. Everyone was playing it.
That by definition sounds like it's quite popular. A lot of people presumably going to be signing up once it goes live. Or are they? Or are they just sort of playing themselves into insensibility in the beta phase so they don't need to bother actually signing up for it when it launches? I am such a cynic. I see the New Year break hasn't cured me of that, I'm afraid. So yes, there's Rift. I think it'll do well. I think it's the next, literally the next big thing. I think it's the thing everyone's going to move on to next.
It'll flash for 2 weeks and disappear again.
You reckon it won't hold people's attention for very long?
I don't think anything can anymore.
Well, we're getting all transitory and look, a shiny thing.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
There's one or two games I think will possibly do well this year.
Well, we've got DCUO coming, haven't we?
Yeah, that could possibly do well, but it won't.
You reckon?
Well,
interesting that they're going for a subscription model and quite steadfast about it.
There's no lifetime sub on the PS3.
No lifetime sub on the PS3?
But there is on the PC.
Hmm.
It plays really well on the PS3. I really liked it, but there's no lifetime sub, so...
You've been beta testing it a bit, have you?
I played it for a bit.
Are you NDA'd or do you not care anyway?
I haven't signed it. No, it's not NDA'd, and even so, I...
Fair enough. So you've had
ladies and gentlemen of the gaming industry, I don't give a toss about your NDAs.
It's interesting aside, actually. I can't remember where I read it now. It might have been Tipa at West Carano saying that basically NDAs, the only people who care about NDAs are the people who like your game.
Yeah.
They're the ones that have a vested interest and will keep quiet about it. So the people who don't like your game don't care about your NDA. So they're going to just say all sorts of bad shit about your game because they don't like your game. So the overall average opinion of your game is going to be a very, very negative one because all the people who would be saying good stuff about it are honourable enough not to say anything at all.
Very wise woman. That one.
Yes. I might have been paraphrasing a bit there, but yes, basically NDA stupid because you're just muffling your fans.
Anyway, I've actually pre-ordered DCU online on PS3.
Ah, you're going for the console?
Yes, because it plays really well on the console.
Ah, interesting. I wonder if that's going to mean that a lot of PC MMO gamers are going to be a bit disappointed and thrown
off.
I'm not
sure. They've managed to get the hotkey space system quite well using the triggers.
Using the controller, basically.
Yeah, so I think that quite possibly it'll work for both, but I'm really enthusiastic about how this game will work.
Big question
I'm
then.
I'm not enthusiastic about me subscribing beyond the first month, though.
How does chat work with a controller, or is it all voice?
Oh, screw chat.
There you go. That's the big problem with MMO, console MMOs, is how do you deal with chat? And the answer is you just don't
you
have
could
any.
Use the rather atrocious PS3 chat pad thing, clips on the back of your controller,
well,
charges off a different battery, and it's in the wrong place to type.
Yeah, but the 360 one isn't that great either, to be honest.
So. It's better than the PS3 one.
Well... But in general, chatting via a console controller are going to be hard work, so people are just not going to say anything at all, or voice macros, or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure how that's going to work. I suspect it's going to be a very solo-friendly game on the PS3.
Yeah, fair enough.
And
probably if it's going to be quite solo-friendly, then the impetus to stick around for long periods of time as groups and social things form is going to be somewhat lessened.
Yeah, I would... possibly say that.
Okay, well, we'll see when it comes along.
And of course there's that last game,
yep,
the Old Republic thing.
Oh, the Old Republic, is that gonna be this year, do we think?
Well, it has to be, really. Yes. Yeah. No, it's this year.
I'm skeptical, to be honest. I'd have thought it'd be 2012 now, but
no,
they're gonna run out of time.
It will
suppose.
Be this year. I suspect it's gonna be a brilliant single player game.
Yeah. I think this is going to be the thing with your big pillar of storytelling that they go on about so much. I mean, having just played a fine BioWare story game.
It will suit people like us.
Yeah, people who hate people but like stories.
It'll suit the static group perfectly.
Oh, I see.
I just don't know if it's going to suit the...
That'd be the way they'll implement the story in a multiplayer environment. Will be, I suppose, almost Lord of the Rings-like with their book volume content.
I think so.
There'll be a long story that you'll work through together or as in small groups. Presumably you take turns in being the hero and get your friends to come and help you get through your own stories or whatever.
I think it's going to end up like that, and if so, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Although I still think that the entire setting is just Star Wars with the not having to be Star Wars.
Or the Old Republic, yeah. It's okay, well, if we have to do a Star Wars game, we're going to set it so far in Star Wars' past that we can creatively do what we like, which is a smart move, frankly. Not as smart as just ditching the whole project and doing Mass Effect Online, but there you go.
I'll give that a year or two.
Oh, where was I? I can't remember where I saw this. I think it might have been Melmoth on Kilton, Kilton the Smiling Accident. He's talking about...
You managed to offend two great sets of people.
Whatever. You'll sort this out in the edit. Talking about the future is not going to be the massively multiplayer online game anymore. It's going to be the small group party game.
I completely agree. There's a Dungeons & Dragons game coming out, which is probably the one you were reading about.
It's some Neverwinter thing, isn't it?
Dungeons & Dragons PS3 and Xbox Live Arcade game, which is just going to be a bunch of mates play together, co-op. That's all we actually want.
And the more I think about it, the more I think that's probably right, and that perhaps the MMO, you know, the thousands of players all competing for the same raid boss situation, is some sort of aberration. Because when we do static groups most nights of the weeks in various games, which you can find out about on the vanhemlock.com forums, and you're open to all, basically, if you can get there for the right times. But typically we'll have between like 12 players on a night, or perhaps 6 players in some of the more fringe games, and that'd be great. We're all on Mumble, we're chatting away, we're playing the game, we're sometimes not even chatting about the game, we're just chatting about stuff, and it's great fun, and it's a good little pseudo-social night
out. It's like a game of D&D.
And I look around at like the sort of other 994 slobs on the server, and I think, I don't really care at all about any of you, you know, which is a little bit misanthropic, sorry. But the point being is that you're only really there... Yes, okay, there's other people doing their thing, probably in their own little groups of friends, and that's great too. But you're there as a sort of venue, and it's like when you walk into a pub or a bar or a cinema, you know, you've got loads of strangers all around you, a small circle of friends that you're having your night out with. And yes, perhaps the experience would be lessened if you 6 people were the only people in the pub, but not significantly so, because the main thing is that you're there with your mates having a good time.
Mm.
And I think that's increasingly going to be what future MMO, well, I don't even think the term MMO will even apply. I think that's what we're going to be looking for. Really good, solid, story-based, cooperative, LAN-style gaming. Back to the basics there.
Yeah. And with possibly a quite good way of finding drop-in.
Well, matchmaking's important as well. You got to form your little group of friends from nothing initially, you know. That's all important too. But the fundamental gameplay of it all, the group versus the ongoing story, I think that's probably the way to go.
Okay, next. Most anticipated game. This isn't MMO.
Most anticipated game in general. Oh, okay.
No, we have some options here.
Yes.
We have Mass Effect 2 on PS3.
Don't care, really, because I don't have a PS3. But
I played the demo. It doesn't look that much different than the Xbox version. It's just great that the PS3 is getting it.
I think if you only have a PS3, then that might be one for you, yes.
We have the new Batman game.
New Batman game. This would be Arkham City.
Yes.
Mm. Hearing a lot of hype about it. I haven't really played Arkham Asylum yet, so I can't personally look forward to a sequel to a game I haven't played. But
I'm not really...
I'm hearing good things about
it. It's not my most anticipated game because potentially it has so much opportunity to screw up, which made the first game brilliant.
Ah, okay. Do you think so what's the pretext for Arkham City? You're out and about in Arkham City, obviously.
Well, it's basically Escape from New York.
Okay, so it's still going to be a walled, enclosed environment of sorts.
It's a walled, enclosed environment where the city has been turned into a prison and you're in there doing stuff.
Okay, because Arkham Asylum is set purposefully in a very small, self-contained
incredibly
area.
Incredibly small, self-contained area where you revisit the areas and they've changed each time you go back due to various things.
But this is not one of your sort of typical open world, roam around and just
not
do what
all,
you like
no.
type games.
No.
So if the introduction of a city, I think, perhaps might move it more towards that.
Yes, it has a possibility of just losing its focus. I hope it doesn't, and I really hope it doesn't, but it has a possibility of doing that.
Speaking personally, I'm looking forward to getting a borrow on Arkham Asylum in the first place in this coming year, so I might buy it, I don't know.
What else is being released this year?
Is there not an Assassin's Creed?
There's an Assassin's Creed, which we don't know anything about.
Is that Assassin's Creed 3, presumably?
Quite probably, yeah.
I hope it is a 3. I mean, Brotherhood was very good and an extension and perhaps denouement of the story.
I do like the two-part releases.
Yeah.
Give me 10 hours 1 year, 10 hours the next year. So it's a 20-hour game over 2 years. Gives the developers enough time to get the next engine going. Mm-hmm. Gives them enough cash for having two releases.
I like the idea of a studio being able to reuse its showpiece engine more than once. Yeah because that just seems more efficient to me, and I like efficiency.
For games like that, I really wish they would all do that, because I would have killed to have, say, another Uncharted game.
Well, if they don't have to throw everything out and start from scratch every 3 years, then that must be saving them money and ultimately us money, sure.
And I think it's a really brilliant model. Anyone should do it, basically.
Yeah, fair enough. Although I am looking forward to a new character.
I am too. I think a new time zone.
Using whatever, you know, animus jiggery pokery they come up with to extend the plot further. Yeah, a new protagonist, a new time zone. I think that'd be good. All, you know, the usual free running parkour tricks and collecting flags and all the rest of it. But a new story as well. I think that'd be good. I'm looking forward to that. Yep. Is there going to be a Mass Effect?
There's Mass Effect 3.
There's Mass Effect 3 this year. I think that might be my most anticipated game. Having just recently, very freshly, come off the back of Mass Effect 2 and been very impressed, I think probably looking forward to seeing what comes next there.
I'd also like to mention Test Drive Unlimited 2.
Okay, this is your big next. Is your next big racer, is it? Because I know you're quite keen on the racing games.
Test Drive Unlimited 2, because I got the box of Test Drive Unlimited there.
Uh-huh.
It's basically a more MMO-ish Test Drive Unlimited, which was very MMO-ish to start with.
Mm.
And in fact, in the last year-end show, I'd forgotten the name of the game, and I was trying to think what it was. Anyone who remembers that long, it was Test Drive Unlimited.
Fair enough. So a bit like Burnout Paradise in terms of large open roaming thing?
Or? Yeah, large open roaming thing, serious driving, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
What else is coming out? There's
BioShock Infinite. Is that here yet?
I don't know if I want to. It's a year after, I think.
Okay. I've seen a lot of cutscenes, screens, you know, videos of it all and stuff. I don't know if that's here or now or next or whatever, but
there's no Halo. There's a Call of Duty. Don't really care about
that.
I'm really getting a bit fed up with the Call of Duty stuff. They need to do something new desperately. Mm. The last one was great, but it was no real improvement over the last one before that.
I've sort of played one of these games, and that would be Battlefield Bad Company 2, and I feel like I've played them all and don't really need to buy any of the others.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't honestly say I was looking forward to more of that, despite how good it was, you know. It did the job, but it's not something I really bought into and got behind, you know?
I think I'm going to have to go with Mass Effect.
Mm. Is there going to be a Borderlands 2 at all?
Not this year, I don't think.
Borderlands is another one I enjoyed immensely.
Forever, instead.
No, you're just saying noises now. I don't even believe those are words. Nope. So there we go. So I think probably Mass Effect 3, yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Next, best TV show. Now, we've had two TV shows this year.
Have we?
Yeah.
Yes.
We had Gamers Bite Size.
Okay.
Which was Matt Cuttle.
All right.
Who's also doing the EA show now.
Right.
Which is the one that you didn't like because every 20 seconds it broke to the competition.
It just kept doing stupid phone-in quizzes every 10 seconds and I got quite cross about the whole thing, yeah.
And there was also Game Face, which was the lovely Julia Hardy.
Whose hair I didn't believe.
No, whose hair you don't believe, but who gesticulates wildly.
Yes, it looked like she was trying to levitate under her own power during most of her pieces to camera.
But I think I'm going to give it to Game Face.
Okay, I'll do that too.
Although
mostly because it didn't have phone-in quizzes. Or at least I didn't
notice. No, it did have phone-in quizzes.
Oh, they all have phone-in quizzes. Every show has
a phone-in quiz now. Everyone but BBC has a phone-in quiz because it's the only way to pay for stuff.
Right, okay.
Now, of course, Bravo, as a TV station, has shut down in the UK now.
Okay.
Sky killed it. So nobody knows where Game Face is going to.
Well, I hope it's somewhere on Freeview so that I can get to watch some of this stuff. Or, you know, somewhere on mainstream terrestrial television, perhaps.
Sky have taken over Bravo and moved stuff around, so it may end up on one of the main Sky stations.
Okay.
And, of course, in April, the Game Face So the Jinx TV, which is the company that makes Game Face, their 24-hour TV station is allegedly going to start up.
Okay. So how do you feel that gaming on television has been represented in the past year?
Okay-ish.
Much room for improvement.
We had Dara O'Brien do a long stand-up session about gaming on primetime BBC One, which was good.
Yeah.
We've had two TV shows, one of which is on information.tv, which is not exactly the most high-profile programming thing.
Mm.
But the other Game Face was on Bravo. Which is was of course Bravo, which is a very well known station. So I think it's getting there. It's becoming more and more high profile. It just needs Sky or the BBC or ITV or Channel 4 to dedicate some programming time to it.
Mm.
Of course, back in the 90s, Channel 4 used to have gaming programming content with Bits, which had. Alex, what's her name, the journalist on it. But
sort of comes and goes, doesn't it?
Yeah, mainly goes.
Never really establishes.
Somebody needs to make that step forwards and do something a bit bigger.
So we've got this Jinx TV thing.
Which is going to be a low-budget TV station which just basically is mainly repeats. I think we need one of the big stations to take up the mantle and just put half an hour, do a film 2011 style thing for games.
I was quite impressed with Charlie Brooker's Games Wipe there, which is about the closest thing we'd seen to mature commentary on the genre for, well, sorry, as long as I can remember.
It was aimed a little bit casual.
It was sort of tentative, wasn't it? Is there an
interest? You need to do that. You need to bring that in and bring people in through that and then build up their knowledge.
Establish what these genres are.
I watched... Scott Pilgrim versus the World with my family.
Okay.
And at the end of the film, I really liked it, but my mum in particular came away and said that she thought that she had missed something in the film because she didn't get the references, not knowing that the references were just that, they were throwaway references.
Mm.
So there's lots of references to Street Fighter and stuff, but not knowing that they were just that, thought there was this whole level of the film that was being missed. So I think that is the point to get past of it.
I suppose, yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Mm.
Most surprising lack of free-to-play success.
Is this the EverQuest 2 award for EverQuest 2?
This is the EverQuest award for EverQuest 2-ness.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I thought it would be a much bigger thing. We tried Little Static Group there, and I mean, I tried as well. And it just, something about that game doesn't grab and didn't grab. And we just sort of all frittered off of it, really. I mean, you don't hear much about it in terms of news and PR and all that sort of thing either. I mean, it just sort of went free to play. Hey, look, we're free to play like everyone else too. And then just sort of just sat there, really. And I don't know. It's hard to say. Hard to say what the numbers are. Hard to say any kind of concrete success or failure rates of the thing. But I get the impression that it just really hasn't done as well as they were hoping it was going to. Like, you know, compared
it
against...
It did not do the DDO and Lotro success.
Well, DDO is the big sort of success story that made everyone sit up and take
but
notice.
But that was the first. Is that always going to be just the first?
Can it be repeated? Yeah. I mean, Lotro seems to be doing well enough off of theirs as well, but something I don't think has really worked for them with EQ2, and I don't know what it is or why, but I know sort of from a personal level that I'm just not really that interested in the game at all, despite it being there and free, effectively, for all the bits I need. And there's other games I just wanted to go and play instead. So, and I think that was reflected somewhat in some of our compatriots in the game as well. I think we ended up off playing Pirates of the Burning Sea mostly instead.
Yes,
surprising, and it sort of suggests that it's not just about monthly fees. You know,
you've got to have a good game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, yes,
you have a game that draws people in.
Monthly fee can be a disincentive to people otherwise getting involved and interested, but it's not the be all and end all of it all. And I think that's something that people are going to learn from EQ2's putting all their eggs in that basket, because I don't think they're taking new sign-ons for the live servers, the non-free-to-play
ones. There's no trial for them,
certainly. I think you can, if you're determined and know where to find it, you can probably get subbed onto those if you want still. But they're definitely trying to funnel everyone onto this new free-to-play server system, and I don't think it's working quite as well as they hoped.
Okay, next. Best blog.
Best blog. Oh, it's likely to be a controversial pit of snakes, this. Have you got any ideas?
I have several ideas. Ours is not one of them.
No.
And because we're not even nominated, I'm not going to get into a fuss because we weren't nominated.
I'm going to get quite huffy, actually. No, I need to do more writing, I think, in the year ahead. That's probably a New Year's resolution. Try and get some more copy down onto the blog itself, the website at vanhemlock.com. Okay, so let's talk serious. I've been very impressed with all year West Kerana Teepa's work there, particularly the daily blog roll, weekly blog roll thing there, the little short summaries, all the news there, because certain news editors that aren't sat too far away from me tend to have a very very dismissive view of MMO goings on. So it's
I'm
nice.
Very dismissive view of goings on.
It's nice to have an alternative source of news that actually she shows a lot of care and determination to get the point across. And not afraid to try new stuff, and indeed like unpopular stuff. I think she's been getting shouted at fairly recently over her appreciation of this, that, and the other title that doesn't seem to be the current cutting-edge thing. Also, I'd like to mention Welcome to Sphinxville as well. Sphinx's blog there, again, for largely very similar reasons. Good, solid content, regular, and lots of bite-sized summaries of things that are going on around the blogosphere. A lot more World of Warcraft-oriented, but then I do need a bit of a lightning rod in the World of Warcraft scene, not playing it myself, and yet at the same time apparently trying to be some kind of MMO pundit. So those two are my favourite blogs, probably joint winners there.
I would probably have to mention James and Mike at Killing the Smiling Accident.
Uh-huh.
Because if I don't, they will kill me.
Fair enough.
And beyond that, us. No, we can't.
We can't. We don't blog.
No, we don't. We should blog more.
We'll blog more. All right.
We'll blog more this year.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Yes.
The Warcraft Award for still being the biggest.
Okay, and who's that go to?
Warcraft.
Warcraft, well done. Yes,
as it's I was the biggest saying, Warcraft there is.
The biggest. Well, they've done well off of Cataclysm, I think. Everyone seems to be talking about it at the moment.
A lot of people have been talking about being burnt out of Cataclysm awfully fast.
I think both that and Cataclysm's success itself were something of a foregone conclusion. They've created their own market of very loyal customers. I mean, pretty much, what, they're up to 12, 13 million or whatever now?
12 million, I think.
If you count all the worldwide stuff, and pretty much every one of those people still playing at the moment is going to go and get... I mean, who's going to be in Warcraft at the moment and steadfastly not buying Cataclysm? Can you even not participate in Cataclysm? Have they redone the original world in such a fashion that everyone's taking part now, or what? I don't really know, and I'm bluffing quite a bit here.
Yes.
But, yeah, Cataclysm was obviously going to be a major success because, well, you've got that many players. They all want something new. They're all going to go for it. So, very good there. We saw some great people queuing up outside shops dressed as Draenei and things in the news. That was all very, I don't know, depressing, really. Don't do that. Just don't dress up as characters and queue outside stores at midnight.
It's been embarrassing for everyone.
Yeah, you're letting the whole side down, frankly. But yes, Warcraft doing its thing and probably doing its thing next year too. How do you like that Warcraft success for the next year? How are they looking?
They're looking quite successful.
They're looking quite successful. Okay, shall we talk about something else now?
Yes, the most obtuse crafting.
Most obtuse crafting. This is me bitching about my Worm Online experiences. 25 goes to make a mallet with a 50% success rate. I don't think. Yes, I got to have a good old look around and explore and decide that the game probably wasn't for me in the end. But yes, they get the award for the most obtuse crafting. About yourself. Did you get back in there in the end? I remember I put a challenge out to you to try and play the game yourself, get out of the tutorial.
I got distracted by other games.
Ah,
I'm still going to do it.
Right.
And lastly, on my list,
yep.
Best soundtrack.
Soundtrack. I think I will go with Assassin's Creed 2 here.
Was an incredibly good soundtrack.
The fine work
by
of Jesper Kidd there, yes, absolutely. I think you can find it on Spotify at the moment if you've got Spotify access. Or
other notable ones are Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2. Mm-hmm. Jack Wall there, I think.
Yes.
Red Dead.
Red Dead, that's the one, yes.
Yes, I heard a lot of people talking about this one particular track that plays at this one particular part in the story, but I haven't played it yet, so please don't spoil it. So I'm looking forward to giving that a go in the year ahead.
And there must be another brilliant music in games. What else have I played this year?
You've played pretty much everything this year, haven't you? How many did you get your, like, two a month...
Oh, I got something like 27, 28 completed in the end.
28 completed in 1 year. Wow,
yeah, over 2 a month. next year's going to be better.
Yeah, yeah. Well, or you're going to have some sort of nervous breakdown or psychotic episode anyway.
Or both.
Mm.
Yes.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, there was some brilliant game music. I think I have to give it to Mass Effect.
Okay.
Because Mass Effect did have some really listenable music.
Fair enough.
And that's the end of the award things.
That was all the half-assed categories we could think of in the pub anyway.
I actually went back and looked at our predictions for the next
year. Oh, crikey.
From last year.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling it with predictions for the for the year ahead. It's just too up in the air for me, too unpredictable.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back and look at what we saw last year.
Okay.
Star Trek Online.
Star Trek Online we were thinking about.
You said get 1 million people, then spike and fade.
Did I? Is that the sort of thing I'd likely to say? Oh, I'll take your word for it. Did it? What happened with it in the end then?
I said lucky to get 500,000 and then Ground Combat will destroy it.
Okay.
Both of us are quite wrong there. I think it got 500,000 and dropped down, but I don't think Ground Combat actually destroyed it.
Okay. Because we'd had a bit of go at that at Eurogamer that year, didn't we? And so we had a sort of basic idea of, at that point, a rather ropey implementation of the Ground Combat. Presumably it got better before it launched.
Stargate.
Oh, Stargate. What do we say for Stargate?
You said single player reasonably successful.
That'd be the Resistance thing.
Did not happen.
I'm so
it
wrong.
Was not successful at all. Nope. And MMO not been successful.
MMO never made it at all, and the whole thing's been buried now. Yep. They've only just finished wrangling the asset stripping, haven't they?
And I said it was going to be flop.
Well, I think you probably near the mark there.
Okay, Cataclysm.
You said not
see it this year. I said November.
Oh, very good. Well done.
Ah.
Yeah.
But I also said no more total player numbers. And they actually put one out last year.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that was due to mostly the renegotiation of the Chinese operation of it all.
I predicted Metaplace wouldn't last, but then again, we've just seen the press release.
Metaplace just vanished, didn't it?
We'd known that it would just vanish.
Oh, okay,
there.
Fair enough.
Old Republic. Yep. We said it wouldn't release 2011 at the earliest.
I think we're right.
You said possibly late next year, which would have been before now.
Me wrong then.
And I said it may get a release date at the end of the year, which it didn't do.
Ah, interesting.
Jumpgate.
Mm-hmm.
We said we wouldn't see it.
And we're right.
Lotro. I said it was going to be Rohan.
Ah, yeah, and it turned out to be Isengard. So,
yeah. Well, no, Isengard wasn't released. Isengard's the next one. It was the whole free to play and.
Oh, you're counting that? Oh, so you're really wrong then, yeah.
Yeah, and you reckon it would be Northern Mirkwood?
Yeah, so I'm wrong too.
Yeah, very wrong. DDO, you said it would keep plodding on.
I think it has, really, yeah.
And I said people will have to subscribe to make it worthwhile. Then leave.
We don't know really.
We haven't seen the numbers.
Yeah, the numbers are going to be quite elusive from here on. I think the whole that's what free to play does. But certainly from a personal perspective, our little group sort of got a bit fatigued with it all, sort of around the mid year mark. And I think a couple of them are still in there, of course. Lessers of DDO Cocktail Hour and Kadesnik and so on. But I think most of the rest of us have sort of hung it up for a while. I don't think any of us really converted to subs much. I think it was a case of just buy what we need when we need it.
Eve.
Yep.
I was being very optimistic.
Oh, what did we say about Eve?
Well, I said it was slow, steady growth.
Well, that's a no-brainer. That's pretty much its story since year one.
But I also said dust in November.
Dust in November, no chance.
And you said no dust.
No dust, and I was right, yes.
Free Realms. We both sort of agreed that it would drop off, not on the radar.
I haven't seen or heard of a Free Realms press release or anything like that in ages, but then maybe I'm not looking at the right websites.
Warhammer Online,
hello.
You said it may not be here at the end of the year.
And instead I'm actually a regular subscriber. Yeah. Yes, okay. Wow.
Darkfall,
yeah.
You said it'd be a quiet success.
Quiet success,
which
I think.
Which is true, yeah.
I think that's fair, yeah.
Planet Side. You said it shouldn't survive, but keeps doing it, stay despite the odds.
Yeah, and it is still there, I think.
It is.
I'm thinking of starting some kind of little excursion in there as a static group in the year ahead, so that should be fun, if it's still there.
Maybe
it will be.
Galaxies. You said it'd be hanging on.
I think it is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You don't hear much about it anymore, but...
EverQuest. Both will keep going on.
Yeah, but I didn't see the free-to-play coming for EQ2. And I tell you what, I've seen a lot of people... One of the things I saw a lot of people saying in EQ2 on general chat channels is that they can't wait till EQ1 goes free-to-play, which is a bit odd.
And I said we will see an announcement of a new game. Which we did.
I think they have talked about a third EverQuest.
Although I did cheat this. That's an open secret amongst the game dev community.
Fair enough.
And has been for a while.
I think there's talk of an EverQuest 3, though, yeah.
Final Fantasy. I said it'd be big in Japan.
Fair enough.
Peak at 500k, then drop.
This is the Final Fantasy MMO of which they're yet to charge subscriptions.
Yeah, which has been a complete and utter failure.
That's been a real problem for them. Presumably, they don't think it's in a quality where they can charge for it yet, and it hasn't been for a number of months.
Yeah.
Something really wrong there, yeah.
Fallen Earth. Reasonable success, stay existing. I haven't heard anything about it for months, but it is still going.
It's still there, still taking on, I think, yeah.
And Earthrise.
Not out yet, I don't think.
We said, is there a market for this?
I don't even know what Earthrise is. It looks like a Fallen Earth type of game. I have to do some more research there, I think.
Okay, then I made a bunch of predictions.
All right.
I said Heavy Rain will not sell. Thankfully, I was wrong on that one.
But it wasn't a huge success.
No, it was a reasonable success in the end.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. But its problem, we thought, was that it didn't wait until Move was out.
Yeah,
and would have
done a lot better if it waited until Move came out.
Yeah.
It would have sold Move.
Yeah.
Which would have been the other way around than it was where it sold itself.
Hmm.
I said Natal will not affect Core 360.
Oh, we called it Natal back then. Yeah.
But will spawn some interesting games. And I think that's true.
That's probably fair, yeah.
Yeah.
Kinect, as it's now known.
Kinectimals is an interesting game.
Yeah, yeah.
Sony Wand, which is what we're calling about there.
That was, oh, blimey, yeah. So that's now the Move.
That's when we're taking the piss out of it for looking
the
like
wand.
A vibrator.
Well, quite.
We'll be shoehorned into games for the sake of it.
It's pretty shrewd there, I think.
Yes, I think they've done that quite dramatically and they're still doing it.
Yeah.
First-person shooters for a start. I said Halo Reach would be the biggest game of the year because I'm an idiot.
But did Reach not really?
Well, it was never going to beat the Call of Duty. I was putting money on the Call of Duty not being successful because it wasn't Infinity Ward. But no one cared.
No one cared, and they went out and bought it in huge numbers anyway.
Grand Theft Auto 5 will not sell as well as people think.
Right.
Is
that fair?
I can get that one because people thought it's going to sell every copy on the planet.
Mm, fair enough.
It may be a bit cheating. I said Horsematic Combat will come to Lotro in session play.
Not yet, it hasn't.
No. I said there'll be no 720 or PS4, but revised hardware would release for both in summer.
So this is your Xbox Slim and PS3?
The Xbox Slim did release in summer.
Well done, you.
I got half right, but there wasn't a PS3 revision.
But they've already done the PS3 revision, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said PS3 will match 360, but will not pass it for more than a few months.
I think that's fair, actually. I think that's reasonable.
Not really, because 360 has been destroying the PS3 for the last 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
I said the Wii will drop off.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, has it dropped off.
Mm.
I said 3D will not be big in 2010.
What, you mean gaming or...?
Gaming.
Gaming.
Mm. Yeah, no one's got a TV.
No.
I said more session play instances in games. Even WoW has it with its what's it?
Well, they do phasing and so on. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's quite the same thing, but yeah.
I'm counting it.
Fair enough.
more level independent grouping.
I think that was probably just wishful thinking, to be honest. We haven't seen much more progress in that direction.
More unlimited free trials, which we were recording them a year ago before we decided they were free to play.
Yeah.
Before it's realised that they don't work. God, was I wrong.
Yeah, okay. Well, we still haven't really seen a massive shakedown of how all these free-to-play launches have gone. We probably need to wait at least a year before we know one way or another how these free-to-play opportunities have done for these companies. Although DDO, probably long enough to say that that's been a big success for them.
Can't count the first game as a success for an industry.
No, I suppose.
I said a lot more Nolan North. Yes, a lot more Nolan North.
Fine.
14-day free trials will die and be replaced by Steam deals.
Steam deals?
And you said replaced by unlimited trials.
Unlimited trial, free to play, call it what you like, yes. There is no need for a 14-day trial when you can play the basic game for free as long as you like anyway. The 14-day trials, a thing of the past.
I said Arkham 2 would be brilliant.
Not out yet.
I said Mass Effect 2 will be big.
You were...
It's a very big game.
Yep, you're all right there.
Crackdown 2, one of the best games of the year.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. It wasn't that great, was it?
It was very much like the first game.
Mm.
They didn't add anything.
Yeah.
I said Fable 3 would be good,
yeah,
which is pretty much Weasley words for getting a free tick.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mag, not that big. We'll find it hard to get players. I'd say that's true.
I don't know. When was the last time you went in there and had a look?
Oh, back when Move came out.
Fair enough.
To see what the Move controls are like.
Ah.
Okay, you made some predictions.
Did I?
You said that the show will be going in a year, be around 140-odd.
Wow.
This is 134.
134 now, yeah. Oh, fair enough. Well done, me.
We both...
still not found a more productive hobby.
We both asked if there would be a Virgin Worlds next year. And we both passed. And I think it's safe to say there isn't.
Well.
And you said there would be a lot more creme brulee in your life this year.
I was so wrong.
You were so wrong.
I was so wrong. I haven't had a creme brulee since.
You completely failed on the creme brulee.
I know. You can go, well, that what kicked that off was me being given one of them stupid blowtorches.
Which you've not used at all, have you?
I've used it twice since then, since last year, yeah.
All the gas would have escaped.
So do we want to make any predictions for the year ahead? I really have no idea.
I will make some predictions.
Go on then, you
Mass Effect
some...
3 would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Old Republic will not be as majorly successful as people think.
Uh-huh. So what, the idea that just tacking Star Wars on it's not enough anymore?
No. Mm-hmm. We will still be here next year because we have nothing better to do with our lives.
Absolutely.
What else? What else will come out? Arkham Asylum will be good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, good.
Yeah.
Good's a good point. We will have more listeners this time next year.
Mm-hmm. How about Star Trek Online free to play?
No, it won't be.
You don't think it will?
No.
Because they've said that if Champions Online's are successful...
They will look at it.
They'll look at doing Star
Trek
Online.
No, I don't think Star Trek Online will need to be free to play.
You don't think that Champions Online's going to be a success either?
I would not like to comment on that.
Okay, okay.
And I also suspect there will be less news sites than there are this year.
Oh, okay. Something of a retraction, a cull?
I think there'll be some...
Advertisers winding down?
I think there'll be some shrinkage in the industry.
Interesting times ahead then.
Anything else you want to predict?
No. I think that's it, really. The year ahead is uncertain. Good luck
As
out there.
As it should be.
Good luck, everyone.
We're all counting on you.
And with that mealy-mouthed lack of predictive ability, we'll see you next time.
Yes, see you next week.
Have a good year.
Goodbye.